Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday morning national call. I gotta tell you, I was just listening to Liz talking about how she's down in San Diego, and they're suffering through June gloom down in San Diego, and that's where, you know, it just doesn't burn off until late in the afternoon, and it's a little bit colder than usual. However, we do not have that problem here in Utah, do we, Malin? It is gorgeous.
It's absolutely fabulous. We've already been on our walk this morning, and it couldn't have been better. It's just perfect, which is, you know, indicative of summer in Utah. That's why we live here.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we're having a wonderful day. We're having a wonderful week, and we're having a great Limitless Month. And congratulations to all you guys out there for the efforts you're putting in to continue to build your business during the summer. It's showing, and we all appreciate it very, very much. So it's an exciting time. And with that, Malin, I'm just going to turn it over to you.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. I know summer Saturdays become very precious, and so we want to thank all of you. And we have a really great call lined up today, and we're always working on fun things. But I'm excited because this is our week where we talk about recognition and some of the things that people accomplished as well as some of the other announcements. So, Alan, I'm going to turn it over to you. What's going on?
All right. Thanks, Malin. We got a lot going on, and we have some great recognition to feature also. I wanted to start, though, with in The Voice on Thursday. I really enjoyed Steve's his article he had talking about some success principles in this industry. You know, I mentioned this last week. We have such a great opportunity to learn from Steve and Malin. They've been recognized worldwide, industry-wide, as top leaders in the industry. And so, you know, any opportunity we have to hear them speak or learn from them, I think, is a great opportunity. And we grabbed Steve, and he put an article into The Voice this past week, and he quoted and referenced one of my favorite people in the industry too, Clara McDermott. And I just wanted to share and highlight a couple things he said in there, and also encourage everyone to be sure and read that, because it's a great little piece. But he talked about how Clara McDermott said one time, depending, you know, the success you have, you know, is ultimately, it's whatever you build. It's whatever you put into it is what you're going to get back. And the company has a certain role it does, and distributors have a role they do, and the companies do their part. And for a distributor to succeed, you know, you've got to do your part. And she said, you know, depending upon how hard one works is the success you're going to have. And related to that is how easily one might get sidetracked, sidetracked with all the things that bombard us in our everyday lives. And she went on to say, excuses are easily made, but results from hard work are easily explained. But just like water dripping on a stone will one day break the stone, it can also make you smooth and strong from the adversity that can come and will help you finally succeed. You know, we're all going to face challenges in anything good that we want to accomplish, anything important and good. We're going to face challenges, and we're all, you know, we all know that. But, you know, the key is to stay committed, stay focused on those principles of success that we've been taught, and stay focused on our dream, our why, our goal. And by doing that and staying focused on successful behaviors, we'll be able to achieve those goals. So thank you, Steve, for sharing that article and helping us remember Clara in that. And again, I encourage everyone to read it and develop some encouragement to stay focused on and not be tossed to and fro, but to stay focused on your goals and your dreams and your action plan of how to get there.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate that, too. And there's a nice picture of Clara in there. She's one of the great, great people, like you said, of all time. So, super. Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm so excited, as we mentioned at the beginning of the call, to be able to do some recognition. And you know, we had a special email that went out last night recognizing our X5s. So I think I'd like to start there. So our X5s for May, we have Cindy Maddox, Kent Larson, Liz Perkins, Pam Hanks, and Terry Kempfert. Congratulations to our May X5s. You know,
amen.
Building executives, yeah, building executives frontline is, you know, Malin has talked over and over again, almost on a weekly basis, how important that is for our, you know, for your continued success, for building a strong foundation in this business and then duplicating that. And so doing it ourselves is that first step. We do it ourselves. We build a strong foundation of frontline execs. Then we work with our frontline to have them do the same thing and repeat it on down. So congratulations to our X5s. And I'm anxious to see when we have some X10s on the list, Steve and Malin. I'm looking forward to that and an encouragement to let's see who's going to get there. Who's going to get there first on the X10s?
No kidding.
Also, yeah, some other great recognition that was in The Voice for accomplishments during May. And I'd like to recognize those at this time. We have Prem Sarita as an L1. We have Tommy, I should have double-checked on some pronunciation, so I apologize if I get any of these wrong. But we have Tommy Eshai as an L1. We have Sumaya O'Grady as an L1. Jeremy Campbell as an L1.
No relation.
I wondered about that, so I looked it up and thought, I don't think there's a relation.
No relation.
And we have Teresa Wendy Miranda as an L1. And we have M Local Marketing as an L3. So congratulations to them. And additionally, we have Noelia Perez as an ambassador. Wow, congratulations, Noelia. And Noelia, you also earned the $2,500 ladder rung bonus. So congratulations for climbing the ladder, getting the volume up there, and being a participant in the ladder program. And also a huge shout out to Kent Larson, who earned the $2,000 preferred customer bonus. So, you know, I love seeing all these names in the recognition. These are some great names that, you know, that are doing some great business building, bringing customers on, bringing distributors on, and doing some great things in their organization. So congratulations to them, and congratulations to their sponsors, to their upline leaders who are supporting them, teaching them, training them, encouraging them. Kudos to all of you for those great accomplishments. A reminder that we have our wonderful Find Your Limitless packs. We have the Shape Pack, the Reveal Pack, the Rock Pack, the Fuel Pack, and it has been so much fun to be focused on those packs over the last several weeks and couple of months, and seeing a culture develop around those packs and the role they're playing in recruiting and talking and in product regimens. It's really great to see that. You know, and as we look at our calendar coming up on Monday, we will again focus on the packs and educating about the products in there, about how they work together. And the past several weeks on the Monday call, we've been doing kind of a recap of the May fly-in, some of the highlights from our breakout workshop presentations that took place there. And I'm excited for Monday's call. I've been doing some extra homework on it because I'll be talking about and recapping our Fuel Your Health Pack, and be recapping some of the things we talked about in that workshop at our event in May. So looking forward to that. That's the noon mountain time, the call on Monday. And so encourage you all to be on there, and we'll have some fun nuggets of information that we'll review, maybe a few new ones that we didn't talk about at the event too. So encourage all of you to participate in that. That's a great pack, and you know, one that there's just such a great market out there for, along with all of our packs. And then as we look at other events coming up next week, we, of course, have You Even Better on Tuesday, and that's going to feature Cindy Maddox. What a great episode to get your prospects in front of and catch yourself, too. I love Cindy's enthusiasm. I just love everything about what she is doing in Limitless and what she's done in this industry. She's been so many years of success, and when we can catch information from her, nuggets of wisdom from her, and catch her enthusiasm, that's always a great opportunity. So I'd encourage you to tune into that on Tuesday and get your prospects there too. And a lot of great information in The Voice. You know, we don't have time to talk about everything in a lot of detail, but be sure and check it out each week. And you know, if you miss it on the Thursday, it always comes out Thursday around 5 or so. And if you miss it then, just kind of go back when you have some time on the weekend or during the week, whenever, and just review everything in there. It keeps, I think that does two things. It keeps the information at the top of your head, which is always good to have, but also it helps recharge, you know, recharge that enthusiasm tank, recharge the batteries, and help get you in a good mindset to go out and be recruiting. And of course, as we continue the week next week, we have end of month on Friday, June 30th, which is we'll have Will Call open because it's both a Friday and because it's the end of the month. So we'd love to see everyone who wants to come into the office to get some extra synergy with the group there and with us at corporate to be there between 10 and 2, get those last-minute orders in, network with your groups, place the orders at Will Call, and work together on having a really strong month close and interact with all of us there. That's one of my – that's my highlight every week is Friday afternoons when we get to see everybody and help share in your success and congratulate you and just be a part of what you're doing and what you're all about. Well, I think that wraps it up for me, Malin and Steve.
All right. Well, I'm excited that we have people running at X5 and X10, and I know our new duplication model, the videos in the back office. There's so many things we now have in the back office, so make sure you're taking advantage of the things, the materials that we're putting back there for Find Your Limitless and the duplication model and everything that we have. It's a lot of fun to see people getting a hold of this and really getting a stronghold on this initiative. So, Steve, I'm going to turn it back over to you to introduce our special speaker.
You bet, and I'm excited to get to Lynn. Just before I get to Lynn, I did just want to tie a couple of small notes. You know, Alan mentioned the little blurb that was in the Voice about Claire McDermott. I just want to expound on that for a second because most of you have never had the opportunity to meet Claire, and we've been to her home down in Santa Clara, and you know, she's just a wonderful, wonderful person, and the founding master distributor of Nu Skin, which has gone on, of course, to do billions in the industry. And, you know, she said to me, she said, you know what's so fascinating? She said, as successful as Nu Skin's been, she said, there's hundreds of other companies around the world that have a really, really great business plan and great products. And she said, I use products from different companies and everything like that. And she said, not everybody needs to go out there and be a multi-billion dollar business to be successful. And, you know, I started thinking about that today because I think in the industry, if I'm not mistaken right now, there's only 18 in the world, 18 MLMs in the world that have ever been able to achieve that ranking of doing over $1 billion annually in sales. And last week, Business for Home published an article about how in Utah there are over 100 different MLM companies, and actually there's much more than that, but there is 100 companies within that 40-mile I-15 corridor between Salt Lake City and Provo, or even if you want to go north to Bountiful and go down to Provo, there's over 100 very, very successful companies that all do business out there and have great success. As a matter of fact, it's so successful in the state of Utah that, the number one business for the state of Utah is tourism, and the number two business, believe it or not, is MLM. And the highest paid CEO in the state of Utah was Nu Skin's Truman Hunt, and we just saw an article in the paper that said he makes $10.3 million a year as CEO, which is the highest paid CEO in the state of Utah. I happen to see in Idaho, Forbes came out with their list of the richest billionaires in each state, and in Idaho, the number one billionaire was MLM owner from Melaleuca, you know, just to kind of give you an idea, Frank Vandersloot. So the industry itself is a highly, highly successful industry, and I went back to what Clara was saying is all a person really needs to do is understand that if you have a company that just provides good products and makes sure that the paychecks are on time, that's the company's responsibility to the distributors. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, you know, we're not a billion-dollar company. We're a relatively small company by comparison. But we have great products, and we have a patent pending compensation plan, which, guys, I don't know if, you know, we ever really, really, really talk about the importance of having a patent pending compensation plan. Do you know that when you go out and try to patent something, and keep in mind we have three patents pendings here, in our case, that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to go through that. Let me repeat that. That's a very expensive process to have something unique that nobody else has. And we have that here as our in our company. So these are all very, very successful things. When I think about who we have on the call this morning training, I love the fact that we have a person who recognizes these attributes of a company. Because, first of all, I'm going to have Lynn Moore just give us a little idea of his background, because it's a fascinating background. And I'm so thankful that Ken and Sandy reached out to him. I can't thank him enough for that, because Lynn and Liz, his wife, is they're such team players, and they are just always happy people. If you write Malin, every time we bump into him, you know, he's the word I use, I don't want to make it sound like Santa Claus, but really jovial always comes to my mind. He's just a happy-go-lucky guy. So even though you're not Santa Claus, Lynn, welcome to the call this morning. Thank you very much for being on the call this morning, and I can't tell you how much we feel about you being a part of our team and, as a result, also becoming a PBOA member. We can't thank you enough for lending your expertise as well on the call. So thanks, Lynn.
Well, thanks, and we feel really blessed to be here, Steve. So. It's rare that you find a company in this stage of development and impossible to find one with an equal product. So we're just really excited.
Well, I'm just thinking, Lynn, you know, you've got probably more experience than anybody. So as, you know, because I don't want to get out of line here, because Sandy will beat me up if I don't do this right. She always says you got to start with your story. And you have a tremendous story. So give us a little bit of background on yourself so we can appreciate why and what you're going to talk about a little bit here. Just give us your background.
We were introduced to networking when we were in the Air Force back in the late 1970s, and got into Shackley and were recognized as, you know, one of the fastest growing Shackley teams. In the year that we joined in the magazine and so forth. And we've always had a passion for networking. We were able to buy a home off base as an enlisted person in the Air Force that was nicer than the base commander's home. So I think that says a lot for the industry. I did go into consulting in the era of productivity, but I always had the passion for networking, what you could do to help other people achieve great things. And so we were at a crossroads at one point. I got tired of traveling pretty much every week, and we decided, you know, networking was where we should put our full focus and activity.
How long ago was that, Lynn, about approximately? I mean, that you got into the industry.
In 2000, we decided, after the Y2K thing, and I was able to sleep in my own bed, did a bank here in town for about 2 years, and I said, I'm not willing to have to leave every week. So we planted our flag then and rose to the top of a couple companies who didn't have the staying power and let us down. But again, it put us in a place where we met wonderful people like Ken and Sandy, and we were introduced to the product by Ken and Sandy,
And so let's just talk about that for a second. So first of all, it was like 17 years ago, and you know, you got into the industry, you found out how networking worked, and you made your way to the top of a couple of plans. And so when Ken and Sandy reached out to you, and this is one of the things we want you to talk about a little bit today, is, of course, they reached out with what they felt was one of the strengths of Limitless, these incredible products. And so they shared some products with you. And we're going to talk a little bit later about how that concept on how to do that also helps build big distributors. But so they reached out to you and they shared what products with you?
Thrive and Skinny Sticks. And I was definitely in need of anything they could bring to me at that point in time, and it's kind of going through a low ebb. The company we were diamonds with at the time was revealing that even if we could make money, the people we had brought in, it was not going to happen within their pay plan, and it was a modified binary plan that looks much like 70% of what the industry has, and it hurts me. When I can no longer get up and tell somebody, you can do what I have done, and you know, just engage with us, lock arms. When it became apparent that binaries were not going to fulfill that promise, We cycled way back, and we're going a different direction.
By the way, I was just gonna say. By the way, you know, we can get into this discussion of binaries for sure at some point later, because you're right. The industry has reached out the last few years into the binary program. But first of all, I admire you for realizing, as you looked at your downline, that there's a very small percentage of people, generally speaking, in a binary who make any money, and it's difficult for people, like you said, your person, to make some income. Have you noticed in the Limitless compensation plan, I'm just curious, side note here, we won't talk about it a lot right now, we can another day, but have you noticed the difference between the people that get on, especially those 88.8% that are trying to build a business on a part-time basis?
Well, that's what brought me into the business. Once I saw the compensation plan, we knew the products were just amazing because of the results Liz and I had. But once I saw the compensation plan and Blynn went over it with us, you know, I said, hey, this fulfills what I always felt the promise of networking is, and that is that ordinary people could make extraordinary income if they're willing to put in the time and the effort. And I looked and thought about all those people we'd brought in over years that tried and worked really hard, but were never able to really get it going. And I saw this and said, this answers the question. This compensation plan rewards those who do a little, a lot, and put a fantastic effort in. And I realized that those that did a little are really the glue that hold the rest together, because if they do a little, they're rewarded, they're going to stay forever. The products are great, they're not overpriced, and when you can make money quickly, even those who are on a very limited budget can end up getting their products, you know, paid for.
And you know what? All those points are critical to the success of especially a part-timer in the business. And I just wanted to reach out and say congratulations, by the way, because I know that Kent Larson, who just achieved a $2,000 bonus for customer acquisition that we talk about, when you think of people building the business on a part-time basis, and you're able, in addition to what we have as far as you know, bonuses that can be achieved on the ladder, and the fact that Malin put this very fair compensation plan together where on the front end, on a unit level, you're getting paid 15, 10, and 10. You're getting paid 35% of the first $50 on the first three levels plus the retail. When you throw that in and the bonuses that you achieve on the ladder and a bonus like Kent just earned, you know, it is so fun to say, wow, it really does work for people who want to go out there and talk to other people. I just wanted to say congratulations to you and to Kent, you know, for what they were able to accomplish this past month.
Yeah, I like to extend that same, you know, congratulations to Kent. He's just really seen the vision and the product results, which drove his current vision. So he's going to be a superstar.
So Lynn, when you're out there and, you know, listen, you've been in Utah for a long time, and you see all these hundreds of companies that are out there, and you and Dr. Dave Carpenter, by the way, you know, you guys, you know, could really pretty much, and anybody could go anywhere. You know, what do you, how do you see the prospects of what your group is doing in the future with this company?
Well, we feel like we're right at the right place at the right time. You know, we're not a billion-dollar company where everybody has heard of it. We haven't missed the opportunity curve. And at the same token, there's some background, some experience, and as we gather and train and solidify a team, you know, we in our heart of hearts really believe that we will as a team be able to do more than the majority of networking companies do from corporate down. I mean, with this product as the lead product and all the other great products in concert, I mean, we're giddy just thinking about it and planning towards it and working towards it. You know, anything good takes time and effort. And, you know, there's been a lot of people make a lot of money really quickly in networking, but almost without exception, those companies aren't around anymore. So, you know, steady and solid is going to stay the course, and this is our last rodeo.
Well, you know, it's been fun to watch you and Dr. Dave build your business and, you know, see it grow every single month. So let's just talk about that for a few moments. You know, you and I were having a talk the other day, and I loved what you said about, you know, first of all, you know, out of the 1,100 companies in the United States or whatever, you know, how many of them really honestly at their core have good products? And you know, when you think about a lot of companies, that's what you see in the industry, you know, do we ever wake up and scratch our head and said, what the heck is that all about? And, you know, one of the things I always love is when you talk to Cindy, for example, she always talks about, you know, we have products that change people's lives. And when she says it, you can just feel the power. She really believes these products change people's lives forever. And that's the way I know you and Dr. Dave both feel about these products. And so you're out there and you're sharing these products with people. And one of the things we talked about, you and I, this last week, is how if you have really, really great products, then, you know, as a result, distributors can develop and build a really solid business because of the great products that lead to great customer acquisition. Do you want to touch on that for a few minutes?
Sure. We believe that customer acquisition is the cornerstone. Not only has Kent earned his $2,000 bonus, we have a whole host of people who are in line to receive that in the next, they're on track anywhere from the next 2 months to 6 months from now. And that's because we preach customer acquisition is the key to distributor acquisition, because there's no one more committed to the business than a customer turned distributor who's had their life turned around by products. So they don't come and go with every new money game out there or promise of a huge payday in 60 days, you know, yada, yada.
You know, I often train, about how a company approached me called Ties R Us and Golf Balls Galore. I mean, as crazy as those sound, those were real companies that had an idea in network marketing. And, of course, we know they didn't last very long because their products weren't real. But so what you're saying is you have developed a customer acquisition program, which is, you know, something you knew coming in, because we always talked about how we had approximately four times as many customers as distributors, which sends a signal out there that, hey, our products are priced right, as you mentioned earlier, and they work. Otherwise, people wouldn't come to us to get them. And that's been the solid base for us as a company, is our customers who continually buy these products every month. Melin and I, Lynn, just as a side note, have never seen such a high auto ship order ever in our history, 27 years in the business, whether it's a Nu Skin or Rexall or iLink or X-Fuse. In our whole 27 years in the business, we have never seen such a high auto ship amount for both customers and our distributor base. And so it's very exciting to see that, as you said, once people get committed to these products because they know what they do, in reality, many of them become lifers.
That's for sure. And that's obviously the key to long-term success, not, you know, quick flash income.
So what happened to you guys, just out of curiosity? What happened when Ken and Sandy shared, Skinny Sticks and Thrive with you? Just tell us what happened in your life and in Liz's life real quickly so that we know why you feel so strongly about this.
Well, neither of us had slept well in years, and I joked at the first meeting that I was working on my before picture. So the timing was really good as far as weight loss. And, I had a severe prostate issue that had just gotten more extreme over the last, I've been dealing with it for about 30 years, and it was getting me up about 6 to 7 times a night. And my nights were 5 hours. So 5 hours sleep interrupted by 6 or 7 trips to the restroom. So energy, well, at 60, we were probably 63 or so when we were introduced to Limitless. And so within the first week, and this was sort of a blessing and a cursing, but within the first week, I started to sleep through, and a spiraled weight gain was not only curtailed, but I lost weight for the first time in over a year without even, making an effort, eating-wise, etc. Anyway, within the next 90 days, I was only getting up about 2 times a night, sleeping 8 hours a day, having energy like I was in my 40s again. And so we were obviously very impressed and really pumped. And, over the course, I've lost, I think, 53 pounds to date, without...
53? But by the way, let me interrupt you really quick just to set the stage, Melin, because I can hear Melin's mind thinking in the background. Melin, what would we say normally at this point?
We are not a diet product.
No. Go ahead, Moen.
No, go ahead. It's just in what time period of that, and everybody's mileage will vary.
That's right. You know,
that's a remarkable accomplishment. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from that.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I just think that's mind-boggling a little bit. And as good as that was for you, Lynn, how did Liz do?
Liz was dropping inches immediately, yet not seeing any change on the scale. And it frustrated her because we really had a pretty significant success rate with those. Even though this isn't a diet product or a diet program, just upping your growth hormone tends to tell your body you need more muscle and less fat, and it has amazing results. So it took her about 6 weeks to 2 months before she saw it on the scale, and then the scale started to drop. She's I think maintained about 35 pounds off and 3 dress size reduction.
Well, congratulations to both you guys. So just by way of review, let me understand this. Ken and Sandy reached out. They said, hey, these products are great. You might want to just try these to see what you think. You took advantage of that. You guys had incredible, really, results as a result of taking these products to the point that even though you were at a top level at a different MLM company, you went, wow, because these products work, you went out and you shared them with Dr. Dave and said, Dr. Dave, why are these things working? And, you know, tried to get some scientific validation to why these products work. You guys became convinced these products work. Dr. Dave became convinced that products work. You turn around, you start to build a business, even though you're at a top position with another company, you basically leave that company and start building over here, have tremendous success in building a great organization, become a PPOA member, you and Dr. Dave both, and now you look at what you're building, which is based on a tremendous amount of customer acquisition that's helping your distributors go out and start building a business. From that standpoint, a good example would be Kent Larson, who, you know, we mentioned today, got that $2,000 bonus on customer acquisition alone. And you feel like it's been a good change. How long have you been with the company now?
Oh, I think around 2 years.
Okay, 2 years. And so you feel pretty comfortable going forward at this point? That's a loaded question.
We've been rethinking that, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to say as we got to close up here, Lynn, first of all, thank you very much for being on the call. Thanks for your hard work and effort. Please thank Dr. Dave for his hard work and effort as well. Ken and Sandy, thanks for reaching out and getting such good quality people to become such successful distributors. We're glad the products work for you. You're never getting off them, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah, they'll have to pry the bottle out of my cold, dead hand.
Okay, so we know that works. We know the customer acquisition works. We've been watching your group grow every single month. Over the last few months, it's been exciting to watch your group continue to grow even during the summer months. Congratulations on that. Melin, any last thoughts?
No, other than Lynn, we just appreciate all that you do. And you know, when you walk in a room, you know, you just bring a tornado of fun and happiness and joy and excitement about the products and creativity. It's just great to have you and Liz with us and the rest of your team. We're just grateful. Like Steve said, we're grateful Ken and Sandy reached out to you guys.
And we're thankful for your soups too, brother. They taste great. So with that, any last thoughts?
No, just anybody listening, you just have to count your blessings that you're here, you know. Here. And keep on keeping on because this race is going to go to the steady.
Well, we appreciate that so much. And so thanks for that, Lynn. And I think, Alan, I think we're done. So if you want to take it off mute, let's hear where everyone's calling in from. And with that, you guys have a great Limitless week. Continue to go during the summer. Continue to share these great products. We sure love you guys. Thanks very much.